Hi everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in again this week. So I have not a lot of content for you this week. And I find this hilarious because I was talking to one of my friends and we like to do predictions for each other for the week. So we'll have like three things. We try to focus on three. And I say, okay, here are three predictions for you. And here are, and she gives me three predictions too. And we kind of see what happens over the course of the week. And if you don't have a friend like this, that you can do these types of kind of spiritual, maybe you call them psychic exercises with, I highly recommend you find one. Because it is so fun and you're just, you get to stretch that psychic muscle. And anyway, one of her predictions for me for this week was, I don't think you're going to get your podcast done. And I thought, no way. Like, I know I have a lot going on, but I can always squeeze in some time to do some writing or, some planning. So I have something to talk about. Well, I really planned on it and I set aside time throughout the week, and almost every time I set aside that time, something came up. And then I thought, well, I'll do it yesterday, and that was Saturday because I usually release Sunday morning. And what happens? My day totally gets away from me and I completely forgot to record. Not only did I just miss my time, I just completely forgot about it. And I got up this morning and I'm like, wait, what day is it? Because here we had this long weekend. And I'm like, oh my gosh, it's Sunday. And I never did my podcast. But I don't want to deny you your weekly reading. And typically what I love to do is to like get some form of, it's sometimes I can script things, but for the most part, I like to just have some notes. So I'm just going without notes today, and we're just going to do this thing so that the reading is out there. I haven't missed an episode, but she's absolutely right. I totally did not plan this and I could have just decided to skip it, but I don't want to. So it's kind of one of those beautiful, like, representations of how, like, psychically something can be right or it can be like, I think her prediction was completely accurate because I never got around to doing my podcast. But then I also have the willpower to say, well, I'm going to make it happen anyway. And I'm going to use what I have and my resources and work within the limitations I have to just make it happen. And that's kind of how I feel like fate and free will kind of work together. So it's empowering, I think. So in not having a specific topic today, one of the things I want to encourage you to do is to sometimes create a journal page that is just what I would call maybe a smashbook page. I don't know if you know what a smashbook is. You can search for it on YouTube and they have some examples, but essentially they even have like a brand, like the Smashbook brand. But I use that approach a lot in my Book of Shadows and in my tarot journal. And what it really means is you just find things that you like or that inspire you and you just smash them into your journal. And if you're doing this digitally, it can be really easy too, because you can just find things online. If you come across an inspirational quote or meme or something on Facebook or Instagram, you can take a screenshot of it or save the photo and drop it in your journal for the week. And you can journal around quotes that you've found. You can even pull cards for quotes that you find. If you find one that inspires you about love, or, there's some great quotes out there about celebrating yourself or loving yourself first before finding a relationship and knowing who you are. And then you can pull cards around that topic too and create a question out of it. Like, how can I better know myself? Or what is the true essence of who I am? Or who am I at the very heart of my being, or something like that, and create a really beautiful spread around some of those quotes. And add that to your smashed journal page as well. So That's just a quick idea for you. I think I may have an example I can share on the website, but I won't have any freebies this week, I don't think. But I'll try to plan better for next week. And I'm actually using my hard copy deck today. I like to use both interchangeably, my digital deck, my app deck, or my hard copy deck. So today I'm going to pull some cards for you, and I'm going to do this right on the fly. Sometimes I like to pull cards and then write up some notes, but we just don't have time for that today, and that's all right. So this is for the weekly reading, and before we do this, I also want to take some time to focus our intent on what we want to get out of next week's reading. And I think that we should focus on work. And mainly because work is affecting my life so much right now. I have three part-time jobs and one full-time job. And my full-time job, I'm a supervisor and a senior production editor at a medical publishing company. And we're publishing a lot of COVID papers. So we're extra busy. There's a lot of just regular work going on and COVID related work. And I've been putting in sometimes, 12, 14 hour days and then trying to keep up with other work. So I really want to focus next week's reading on work and setting boundaries and when to say no to things and really listening to how we feel about certain types of work and how that work can be a reward in our life or how it can kind of drag us down. And mostly that's in regard to like some of the part-time work or projects that come up that kind of distract us from the main things we have to do. But anyway, that's a tangent. So next week, I just want to set the intention that we get some really great advice from the cards about work, whatever that work is to you. And yeah, we'll go from there. So this week, we're just doing a general reading for the readers based on the intention we set last week, which if I remember correctly, it was like what we need to know. So this will be a need to know message. I also felt drawn to use, in addition to the tarot cards, I grabbed my Nature's Whispers Oracle deck, which I love to use. I've been getting a really like nature-y vibe lately. So I will pull a card from that deck as well to get some added inspiration. But for now, I'll start with the three tarot cards and I'm just gonna shuffle because I'm doing this the old school way. Okay. Here we go. And I'm already having some that are kind of falling out. The Strength card fell out. That's a good card for what we need to know. There's just so much. I know it's a holiday weekend, but it is just so busy. I feel like work is crazy. There's no break for a holiday. I've been working all weekend and taking on some extra projects as well. So that Strength card kind of fell out is interesting to me. It's like, yeah, it's a lot, but you're strong enough to do it, which is pretty cool. Okay, let's see what else comes up. Okay. One, two, and three, and I actually feel drawn to this fourth card, so I'm going to grab it. The way I pull cards is I shuffle and then I kind of fan them out in my hands, and I look at the cards that kind of pop out more than the others in how they fan out. So sometimes three will really pop out to me, and then every once in a while I look and I'm like, ooh, a fourth one looks like a one I just have to pull, So I do that. So I have my three cards, and then I just have this extra one that I put on top. So for the three cards, I have the Hermit, the Queen of Pentacles, and the Empress. Ooh, those are great. And what's this fourth one? Ooh, the Ten of Wands. And actually, the Ten of Wands is reversed, and I just kind of got this impression from that card that I'll talk about in a minute. Oh, that's the main struggle card. So The hermit is that, I see the hermit both ways. Sometimes the hermit is me being a guiding light to others in my spiritual business. So, sometimes it will come up if I am doing too much of like putting myself out there and overextending myself and being helpful to other people. But traditionally the hermit is time to reflect. So I feel like what we probably need to know, as this group of like me and listeners is that, we should probably take time this week to do more like listening and less work. So to me, it's like, take some downtime to go back to, you know, what are you doing in your life? What do you want to create? What do you want to, you know, what do you find fulfilling and what do you find not fulfilling, and start setting boundaries based on that. Hermit is just a great card for like returning to being inside, which kind of makes sense after the holiday weekend too. Queen of Pentacles, I just feel like this is about home today. So Queen of Pentacles traditionally is a woman who is really good with finances. She's also, Pentacles can be about very real earthly things. So sometimes the Queen of Pentacles can represent a woman who's just very earthy and outdoorsy and warm and welcomes everybody into her home and is very, yes, I'll help everybody. And so it can also be about setting some boundaries there. But the Queen of Pentacles is also really kick ass. Like she can do it. She can manage all that. She can be all those things. She can be that really cool nature mom who's like out in the garden doing things and, you know, taking care of everybody and still kicking butt. So that's okay too. And the Empress is just the mom card. So I kind of feel like with this, it's like almost like being a mom to yourself in a way. So we have like return to self, more time indoors, more time to think. Queen of Pentacles is going to be more of a focus on home, watching about overextending yourself or giving too much to others. And then the Empress is being a mom to yourself. This is kind of the interpretation I'm giving for these three cards. So, when you're a mom to yourself, it's also a bit of self-reflection, but it's even more, it's like taking a step outside of self and looking at your life and saying, is this, again, like, what's best for me? And I find it really helpful. Sometimes when the Empress comes up, I try to put myself in the position of, look at myself as a child almost and say, you know, if my daughter was doing the things that I'm doing, what would my advice be to her? And that can be a really helpful exercise. Cause I know that with my daughter, I'm a lot more like, you know, hey, don't let that person take advantage of you, or don't, I'm much more protective. You know, don't do too much work, you know, get this done, but then give yourself time to relax. I treat her very differently than I treat myself. And sometimes we need to be a mom to ourselves. And then that Ten of Wands. So that traditionally the Ten of Wands is the, it's a man holding all of these wands, and it almost looks like he's kind of struggling. He's got too much on his plate. So when I read reversals, I don't read reversals a lot, to be honest, but when I do, I don't often go with like the opposite of that. It doesn't necessarily mean like he doesn't have enough on his plate. to me, it kind of means like an illusion almost. So it's like, yeah, it seems like you have a lot of work on your plate, but maybe what's happening is you're making certain projects or tasks too hard, and you could make them a lot easier if you did things differently or handled situations differently. So, and that's kind of how it feels for me. I don't know if that's how it feels for you, but you know, as usual, you're welcome to share your feedback on on any of the social media places where I post. So if you're new to the podcast, I'm on Instagram at Diary of a Hearth Witch, and you can also search for Diary of a Hearth Witch on Facebook. The other thing I did this past week was I started a group for us that's completely based on journal magic. And I would really love it if you joined it. So if you look on Facebook for, I think it is Diary and Journal Magic. Yeah. There's a group that I set up. It's a private group. But I would love some ideas about how to do, journal magic together. So like where I'm starting with this, you know, I've done journal magic for years in different ways, but I'm really trying to dive deeper into it. And essentially what I'm doing is I'm grabbing like a bunch of my old spell books and I'm looking at these thinking, how can I do this completely in my journal? And what are the results that I'm getting by doing that? Like, is it the same or, you know, is it not as powerful when I do a certain spell this way in my journal? And so if any of you would like to join me, or if you just want to check it out and see what we're doing in that group, like you're more than welcome to join. Everyone is welcome. So yeah, you can come find me there. Oh, I forgot I was going to pull one of these Nature Whispers cards, and, I just love this deck so much. And I use it a lot when I do, wellness fairs, because you just get some really beautiful messages from it. All right, let's see. New experiences and possibilities. Okay, see, I'm kind of getting that vibe too. Like, yes, there are so many new experiences and possibilities coming my way. And I had this weird epiphany yesterday when I was driving that, like, a lot of times we tend to cling to one thing and we say, like, oh, if only this had worked out, or if only I could get to this one thing in this one place, then everything in my life would be perfect. And I had this epiphany while I was driving, because I saw like this huge field of, I could say flowers, but probably a weed because I don't know much about gardening or anything like that. But the visual was like this whole field of opportunities. And it reminded me that the universe doesn't really work that way. Like, as human beings, we want to find one thing and hold on to it because we're always looking for patterns and rhythms and security. And we know if something happened one way before that we want it to happen the same way in the future. But the universe doesn't work that way, and it never bends to our plans exactly, usually. So it's more like things are constantly blossoming and blooming, and all of those flowers or plants that are blooming represent all these new opportunities. And that's what this card looks like, just this huge tree and garden just completely in bloom with new experiences and possibilities, which is so like my vision when I was driving. I find it really fascinating. But all you have to do is be open to it and be willing to try something that is completely new and be willing to explore, because we have to, I think, as humans, let go of some of these ideas we have that things are going to happen a certain way or that things are going to be perfect. It's very normal to do that and look for that security. But the reality is the universe is going to constantly be like, but here's this, but here's this, but here's this. And a lot of those opportunities are really, really good and rewarding. So being open to it, and then also not being afraid of, you know, if you get yourself into a new experience or opportunity that isn't working for you, give yourself the permission to set a boundary or say, no, this isn't working for me. I'm going to pick a new opportunity. There's a whole field. I can just go pick a new one. So anyway, that's it. I hope you have a really great week. I hope the week doesn't seem too long for you after our holiday weekend. And I hope you don't mind this episode was a little less scripted. Know that I'm thinking about you all, and I hope you're having an easy time of it going into this next week. All right, take care, and we will talk next week. Bye-bye.